Why? Miloy Moide Rabbi Kiva, doesn't Rabbi Kiva agree that Tzarechem Luchay? That like you have to ask the Malabas if he wants it or not. In other words, Abai holds that even liver and meat is also really called two different things. Rabbi Kiva only says that since you'll ask the Malabas, do you want this? So therefore, if you have a ribui, like an extra word, it's included. But over here, there's no extra words. The Malabas just said, give the guest meat. So if you take liver, liver is not the chlal meat. Only if you would have went to ask the Balabas, and he would say yes, that's okay. But Abaye holds, even according to Rabbi Kiva, kol zaman you don't ask the Balabais, it's not the chlal basar. So Abaye wants to, even according to Rabbi Kiva, it would also come out good. So Rabbi Kiva would also agree that the Balabas is not over the Yisamila here, only the Shliach. Only by Nedorim does Rabbi Kiva say it's the chlal. And the svar would be, because it was an extra lashon. Since you said kol ha-mizbasho b'kdeira, you meant to include the luyim also. But without an extra lashon, just telling him, take meat, even Rabbi Kiva would agree. Something that you would ask the balabas is not mamash b'chlal bas. Talmud says, itmar shmaito kaimi de rava. They said over this halacha that Abaye just said in front of Rava. The halacha that Abaye just said that even Rabbi Kiva would agree to the mission in Mila, they told it over to Rava. Is Amar Lahoin, so Rava said back, Shapa Rama Nachmeni. Like Abaye, they called him Nachmeni, he said very good. So Ram says, why do you call him Nachmeni? The Korolei Hochel Efishin is Gadol Bebeis, Babayis, Rava Ba Nachmeni. Abaye lost his parents when he was born, and Rava Ba Nachmeni brought him up. So therefore, Abaye is called Nachmeni. So Rava agreed to what Abaye said. Now the Gemara is saying, Man Tana de Pola Galed Rabbi Kiva. Who is the Tana Kam of Al Mishnah that argues on Rabbi Kiva? That even if you make an Issan Neder, not to eat any Yerukas that are cooked in a pot, still it's mutter to eat the Luyim. The Luyim squash pumpkin is not the Klal Yerukas. Who is this Tana? So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel hi. It goes according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya would learn like this. Hanoide min abosor, if somebody makes an issa neder, not eat meat, is also bechol mine bosor. He's also teat all types of meat. The osor is even also berush with the head of an animal, over a golem with the feet of the animal, over a corner with the windpipe. If you want to eat the windpipe, it's also bechlau bosor. Over kaved, you're also with liver. Liver is bechlau bosor. Over lave and the heart, over yoifes and with chicken. Chicken is also included in basa. But umuta the basa dogim chagovim. But fish and grasshoppers, that's not the chlal basa. Basa means meat and the most chicken, but not fish. That's what the Tanna Kama says here. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo imeno. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, ha-noidim min ha-basa. If somebody makes an issa neder, not eat meat. The locher is also b'chol mine basa. True, any type of meat, lamb, steak, any type of beef, any type of meat, it's also. But umote berosh, but you're allowed to eat the head of the animal. That's not b'chla basa. Over a golem, the feet. Over corner with the windpipe. Over covered with liver. Over lave with the heart. Over yefes with chicken. You don't have to tell me that for sure you muta basa dogim chagovim, that you're allowed to eat fish and grasshoppers. So chur, you see according to Shimon ben Gamliel, when you say meat, meat means meat, and not kaved, even though liver is pretty close to meat, but still it does not mean meat. So that's Shana Tanakam of our Mishnah. If somebody says he's asa teach yerukos, he's only asa with yerek and not with deluyim. Deluyim, even though it's a type of a vegetable really, but since it's like a pre, the Ran says, it's not mamashi yerek, it's not bechlal yerukos. So who makes such a difference? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So the Ran says, Man Tana the Polig letter of Kiva, or Mutter of a Rosh of a Golem, the Kiva, sir. No, it's right here. Right. Where it says, the Chain Hoy of Shimon Megamliel Oyna. Rav Shimon Megamliel also used to say that Kirbayim lav Basar. That the Kishkas, the inside of the animal, is also not called Basar. If somebody made a Nissan Neder not eat meat, he's allowed to eat the Kishkas of the animal. The insides of the animal, that's not called Basar. And V'yoychleyen lav Barinish. Whoever eats them is not called a man. In other words, it's not a food. It's not called food. People don't eat it. Therefore, when you made to make an issa neder of vasa, vasa means food that you eat. Mashenka the kishka is the inside of the animal. People don't eat it. Therefore, it's not called the chlal vasa. Right. Labarinish Eichlen Kabosa. Yeah. So the Bach Geras here. For Yechleim Labarinish Lamai Hilchasa, Eichleim Kabosa, Linyan Zvini, that if you sell it, you shno Labarinish. You're not called a person. No. Yes, it says what again? For Yechleim Labarinish, Eichleim Kabosa, means linyan zvini. Like if you buy the kishka, you buy the inside of the animals. La barinish. You're not a person like why buy those? You might as well buy good meat. Why do you buy the kerbayim of the animal? Now the Gemara says, Maishina Bosa Raifla Tanakama to Yosser. A Tanakama agrees that chicken is also. Why? The Yavad Shliach the Nimlachalei. Because if you tell somebody to buy you meat, and he can't find meat, he'll come back and ask you, do you want chicken instead? That's why chicken is bichlal meat. If so, vosa dogim nami, ovet shlicha. The e loy mishkach bisra, mimlochalei. That if you send somebody to buy you meat, and he goes to the store and there's no more meat left, there's only fish left, he also would come back and ask you, do you want fish? So you see, the chura fish, that fish should also be included in meat. Saka Matana Karma says, only chicken is included, and not fish? Why not? Tiyomar, Eloi Mishkachana Bisro, Aisri Dogim Velisisro. That's Akasha. Like the owner would tell you, if you can't find me meat, very good, go bring me fish. Says, so Lechura, fish should also be Yosa. So Lechura, it's Akasha, at the Kwanza Matana Karma. If you say meat includes everything, even like chicken, so why not fish also? Some Rabbi Abaye says, Enechanami. But we're talking about Kegoin, the Shehekiz Dam. The person had some bloodletting that day. He let out some blood. To Layochel Dogim, the day you let out some blood, you're not supposed to eat fish. So therefore, today, if you're making this a nether of meat, you do not mean to include fish. Because today you can't eat fish, it's not included. So Rabbi says, Goin, Shehekiz Dam. Koydem nidroi, v'chivon shekem lo niskavin lesa bosa dogim, to avalav ochi lo yochim inayu, to akoshi lakoza. Like, what are you answering? Fish. Fish you can't eat anyway. It's not healthy if you eat fish. The day you have bloodletting. So therefore, when you said bosar, you do not mean to include fish. So it's only the day you have akoza sadam, does the Tanakhama say, fish is not included. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, afilu waifus nami lo yochel. Even chicken also you're not supposed to eat. Today you had bloodletting. The Omar Shmuel says, the Mesukar, if somebody has Akoza Shok Safim, the Ran says, if somebody had bloodletting from his shoulders, the Yochel Bisra, and he eats meat, the Tzafra in the morning, is Porach Libay, Kitzipara, like how his heart will faint on him, like a bird, like his heart will fly out of him like a bird. So you're not supposed to eat a Bisra, meat. So, Chura, chicken should also be included then. V'tanya, we learned like this. Ein makizin, when you make a kozen sadam, don't eat after that. Lo yal adogim, not if you're going to have fish to eat. V'lo yal oifis. V'lo yal bosom aliyach, and not unsalted meat. Sako panam oifis also is not good to eat the day you have bloodletting. V'tanya, so Chura, that's the kasha. If we're talking about here the day you had a bloodletting, so why is chicken also? The Chura, chicken also is not healthy to eat that day. So chur chicken should also not be included in your neder. Fetanya, we also learned, heikiz dam, if somebody had bloodletting, is lo yoichol, that day you should not eat or drink, lo yicholov, not milk, for lo yigrinim, not cheese, for lo yibetim, not eggs, for lo yishichlayim, not cress, for lo yoifes, not chicken, for lo yibosom lich, not salty meat. So chur, all these things should not be included in your neder. So kol ponim, chicken should not be included. So the kasha. How could a Tanakhama left the question? Why do you say fish is not included? You want it because we're talking about the day you had the bloodletting, so you don't eat fish anyway. If so, that day you don't eat chicken either. So chicken and salted meat should not be included in the nether. So where it says no, Shani Yofis, chicken is different. Tiefshay de Shlika. Chicken, if you cook it up very well, then it's healthy. Then it's good for you. Even the day you have a bloodletting, then you could eat chicken. Because that's one teretz. That Adai Shlika, Sardi Goros, Abaya Rava. Rava Omar Kagoin, the Kaivin Le'enoi. We're talking about you have an eyeache. Forget about you let blood that day. We're talking about you have an eyeache. Your eyes are bothering you. Tidogim koshim lanayim. Then that day you should not eat fish, because fish is bad for the eyes. So therefore it's good that chicken is still good to eat that day. So the day you have an eyeache, if you make an issa neder that day, not to eat basar, we say you include chicken, but you do not mean to include fish, because fish is kosher, is not healthy for an eyeache. The yachif rat gemara. Ochal dogim, faket, you should eat fish. To Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said like this, Nun Samachayim. We know in the Aleph Beis, Nun, then comes Sama, then comes Zayim. What does that mean? Nuna Sama Leonayim. Nuna, the Ran says, in other words, it's a small fish. So Kitsu will make a deek now, that if you eat fish, it's good for the eyes, it's a cure for the eyes. Ran says, Simon or Yoisis, Yoisis Shal Aleph Beis, that if you eat Nuna, type of a fish, it's a Sama, it's a cure for your eyes. So if I can't, you see that some fish is good for the eyes. So after you tell me now you have eyeache, you shouldn't eat fish. Now the Gemara, who? Suf uchla. That's at the end of the choyli, the Ran says. Suf choyli. That depends. When you have a bit eyeache at the beginning of the eyeache, then it's not healthy to eat fish. Then you're not supposed to eat fish. That the Rabbi makes this diak from, or Shmuel says, from Nun Samachayin, that a small fish is a cure for the eyes, that means at the end of the sickness, when the sickness is only healing already, the end of the sickness, to throw it away, then it's good to take small fish. So therefore here we're talking about the day that your eye first started to bother you. It's at the beginning of the sickness. So the beginning of the sickness of the eye, an eyeache, it's not good to eat fish. So therefore if you make a neder today, you're not going to eat meat, you do not mean to include fish, because fish is no good for the eye. So therefore what do you mean to include? The other meat. But not fish. I, Shmuel says fish is good for the eye. That's only the end day. The end when the chayla goes away, then it's mutter. So answer that this linyan alocha kaimelon kebikiva. Techol midi demim lochalei shlicha minahu. Anything that the shliach, your servant, would come back to ask you, do you want this? It's included. To a stam lon tana perkola bosa. The stam gemar like that in chulin kebikiva. Afagav lo yadinon. Even though we're not sure which is time, which is machlokes, since it's a sofik, so you should go to chumra. For yoy the mafarsh b'gemara demand the polygla the mikiva. Who argues on the mikiva? A yichidoi. Haynu reshima megam liyo. Hagemara. Yeah, and we. Since the only one that argues on Rabbi Kiva is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, like the Gemara says, and we hold the Kaimelon, we hold Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechaveiroi. We pass on Rabbi Kiva if there's only one arguing on him. Hilkach, therefore, Hanoidim in Abosr, somebody makes a Nisaneder not eat meat. Is Lamaisi's Osa, Bechol Mine Bosr, you can't eat any type of meat, whether beef or veal, or the Yifet, you can't eat chicken, or the Dogim, you're also Osa on fish. Kol shalahek is dam, v'loi koivin li'enei. As long as you don't have an eyeache that day, and you didn't have bloodletting, so then dogim is healthy then you also teat dogim, that's also b'chlal bosa. Mil dafka basko demim l'shlichalayu. It has to be in a place that if you tell your servant, buy me meat, and he can't find, the only thing he can find is fish or chicken, he would come and ask you if you want it or not. But let's say in your town, fish is the furthest thing away from meat, and nobody would even dare to ask if you want fish instead. Then mutter, that anything that in your city, the shliach, like would not come and ask the balabas if he wants it or not, that's not called the same in, and therefore it's mutter. He says, "V'zeh shloikaduvi Rambam zal shekaz aperik chi milchus adorim to dogim lemisaser." The Rambam paskins, if you make this a neder, not eat meat, you should know fish is mutter. So the Ran says that's not lalocha. The Chur we argue, the Ran argues on the Rambam, because according to our Gemara, we pass like Rabbi Kiva, and we should pass like not like Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel. Therefore, if you ask a bosar, all these things are included. So if we was like a kasha more or less on the Ran. Just in the end, he says, "The mistavro, the bosa maliach." What about salted meat? He says, "Afilu biyayme dakaza." To svara salted meat, even on the day when you have a bloodletting, that it's not so healthy to eat salted meat, still it's also. Since you made a nisa not to eat meat, that's meat. Then he, the ain makiz and al bosom lich, you're not supposed to eat salted meat. But kivon the bosom mamishu, for it's our shtrichel am luchyalei, kidogim, is misasur. Now, since lemaisa, salted meat is not meat, because the shlich would have to balabos. Salted meat is meat because that's mamish meat. So therefore, even though today you won't eat salted meat anyway, because today you have a noyek, or you have a bloodletting, it's hard for you to eat salted meat, but since you made a neder directly on basar, salted meat is also included. Therefore, you also eat salted meat also. He says, O Linyan Chagov, and what about grasshoppers? Is the whole duch to shuri. Every place is muta. That the shliach doesn't ask the balabos. If the balabos asks you to go buy me meat, nobody comes back and says, I can't find anything, only grasshoppers. When you want a grasshopper, that nobody comes to ask. So a grasshopper for sure is not a good part of meat. Mashenkin, fishies, Chagov, and not here. All right, we'll stop here.